this account, you see, which is the word of God about the rebuilding of the temple and how important it is. And so it was done. But the Lord, who reads hearts, you see, was not satisfied, because it was more an assertion of national identity than a place to worship God. So we have this remarkable text in Isaiah 60 something, 6 maybe. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine, all is mine. Do you think you can build a temple for me? This is the man for whom I have respect, the one who is poor and humble and trembles at my word. It's the same sort of thing that we have in what our Lord says today. Hoopla has its place, but God is infinitely wise and infinitely merciful. So why don't we just do his will? Why don't we ask him? Why don't we do his will? Why do we see? That's a very damning part. That's in the third section of the prophecy of Isaiah. See, the earth is mine, the heavens are mine. See, if I needed something, I wouldn't ask you. Yeah, I could do it myself. At the same time, the simple temple can be a place of worship. Just think, when Simeon and Anna were there, there were a couple of people who knew what was going on there. Everybody else was celebrating ceremonies. Those two, both prophets, both illumined by the Holy Spirit, they saw the Messiah in this tiny child. Everybody else was going through their ceremonies. I don't know why that's the, but as I was sitting there, I thought, no. And the Isaiah text came back to me. You see, we would much rather do ceremonies than have a broken heart, a heart that really is sorry for sin. Our sin, the whole world's sin. What a mess. And that's what our Lord is saying here. Oh, your mother was a lucky woman. Says it in a very Semitic way, but that's what she's saying, right? It doesn't come in this text, but your mother, your brothers want to see you. Now, he's talking about the future queen of the universe, his mother. He's not worried about his mother being insulted. He's worried about everybody else getting the wrong idea. So he says, my mother, my brothers, my mother and my brother are those who do the will of God and keep it. You want to be related to me? Just do the will of my Father. And then we both have the same Father, so therefore we're related. It's the same kind of approach, if you will. It just happens at the two readings. There's no, wasn't planned out that way. So we have to go and say to the Lord, am I doing your will? Where am I not doing your will? And show me. And help me. Because A, I'm too dumb to get it. I'm too lazy to do it. And I don't love you enough. And the Lord will help us. This is a marvelous. So what is he saying if you look at it from the other side now? You try to do my Father's will, and you're mother and brother and sister to me. You're my relatives. You're bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. because you have the same preoccupation that I do, the will of my Father. That's right beautiful, isn't it? I mean, to be able to say, you know, I'm a blood brother of Jesus, and of the Almighty Creator of the world, it's my Father. And that's the new family we'll have in a day or so. I'm not sure whether we would. Anyway, they dedicate the temple, right? No, it's not. It's going to be in something we're not reading, I don't think. And there it was, the new temple. Well, the old-timers remembered the other temple. And this was a miserable little substitute. The young never saw the other temple. They were born in Babylon. And they're so happy. And so, the book of Ezra, I think, he says, and the sounds of the weeping and the sounds of the rejoicing were mingling and nobody could tell them apart. Ambiguity. So, how do we have a really pure heart and love the Lord and want to do everything He wants to do, you see? We pray, we ask, and can you imagine Our Lady standing there? You know, do my will? I mean, be a mother to me? No. The one who does the will of God, that's the mother to me. That's the brother and sister to me. And she rejoiced in that. How true. How true. And she stood there knowing that everything that she had was from God. That's why she's so great.